I've just kind of always had South on my mind since I've been young. My parents graduated from here. All my siblings have graduated from here. And I also did research on campus here not too long ago. And I've been in contact with a lot of people who are like involved in the Honors College and in the medical program. And they are just all such incredible people. Like, it's not just work, work, work. They want to form a relationship. And kind of in my mind, I decided it's like, I don't want my college experience to be a cold, draining, like work-based thing the entire time. Like, I want this to be a time where I form relationships. So I figured South would probably be the best option for that. I had been told by so many people, oh, this is such a prestigious program. It's so difficult to get into. Like, don't be upset if you don't. And then I did. And I was like, whoa, okay, well, that's awesome. I loved the element of implementing critical thinking into medicine. So many times I feel like people think that medicine and the sciences, they just have to be like this formula that you just follow all the time. But like, we had to think outside of the box. We had to think about new things that people hadn't thought about before, which was just so freeing, especially because I love like creative thinking. I'm doing a philosophy major, so like that's one thing that I love to do. So seeing that it doesn't just have to be like a formula the whole time. It doesn't have to be static. It doesn't have to be strict. That was definitely exciting for me. I mean, learning doesn't have to be boring. Like, you can turn it into something that's interesting for you. I think that's why we're at college. We're pursuing our interests, our dreams. So why would we make it like a really sad and somber experience, you know? I've already formed such a great group of people who I've been hanging out with. Like, if it continues on this track, on this role, then I'm really excited because I've already formed so many great connections in 3 weeks. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like for the next 4 years.